Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My second guest today is someone I haven't met yet, except via phone and via LinkedIn. Michael Wood is the president and CEO of Capital College. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Delighted to be here.
I'm delighted to have you because I've been hearing, oddly enough, you know, when we were swapping emails last week, I noticed for, I don't know why the first time, but Capital College advertises on Federal News Radio.
Yes, we do indeed. So good outlet, good source for us.
I would hope so, having looked into your website and a variety of your activities. But let's start off with a little bit of background on Mike Wood, please.
Oh, sure, be happy to. I'm currently the president of Capital College. I came here through a route, a professional career in academics and industry and business. Did my undergraduate work at Michigan, master's at Toledo, doctorate at Illinois in industrial and organizational psychology. I started out in the university setting, taught for a few years at The Ohio State University. And I got recruited away by one of my former professors to join the Battelle Institute in Seattle, Washington, where I worked for about 15 years on research and consulting on social change, science,
Battelle
and technology policy.
Battelle is a big government contractor.
It is indeed. And they had a human affairs research center out in Seattle where I was located for 14 years. Moved back to the Midwest in the mid-80s and worked with an organization called the Industrial Technology Institute, which sat on the University of Michigan campus but was not part of the university. And that's where we got into a lot of work on especially manufacturing technology and organizational development for small to mid-sized manufacturers in the Rust Belt. And then in the mid-90s, I got the itch to get back into academe and joined a business college in the Detroit area called Walsh College. Eventually became their chief academic officer, and in 2004 moved here to Maryland to lead Capital College.
How old is Capital College?
85 years. We were founded in 1927 in the city of Washington, D.C.
Holy. Well, there you go, Capital.
Yep, we were in the Capital. We were down at 16th and Park. We moved out of there in the 1960s up into Kensington and in the 1980s to our current campus in Laurel.
What is the scope of what Capital College offers? Because it's different than a lot of schools.
Yeah, it is. I don't know whether it's unique. It's certainly rare. We're a four-year private independent institution of higher education in the state of Maryland. We're a fairly small but dynamic and growing institution. We have about 1,100 learners come through our doors each year. We're about half and half undergrad and graduate, and we're a very niched institution. We don't have all of the majors and programs that a Tier 1 university would have. We are focused on engineering, information technology, and business. And our signature programs here at the college have to do with cybersecurity, electrical engineering, managing information technology, and we have a pretty dynamic new MBA program as well.
Okay, so all business all the time.
good slogan. All business all the time. And the other key on this, Mark, is that when we think about the vision and what we're trying to accomplish through the college, it's a blending of those hard scientific disciplines and those associated with business and society. So, well, one of the aspirations that we have among our goals is to help educate and develop the next generation of technology leaders. Leadership brings in the business side, technology brings in the science side.
There you go, and it just happens to be Cybersecurity Month, not just here in Maryland, but all over.
Indeed. We just had a major event here on campus where we had the Lieutenant Governor's Office and the BRAC people and people from Higher Education Commission in Maryland and Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and several others this morning on campus helping us to celebrate that.
Yeah, it was funny because I mentioned to a few people over the last 3 weeks or so that I really wanted to get in touch with Capital College. And, you know, the people at the Baltimore-Washington Corridor Chamber were all over that for me. A mutual friend of ours, Bill Holleran, PR pro that I've known for years and years, did an e-introduction for us. So, it, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everybody knows Capital College except Mark.
I'm glad you're in the loop now, and thank you for helping us to extend that reputation and knowledge. I do recall somewhat facetiously when I came here 7 years ago and asked the local bank tellers and gas station attendants what they knew about us, and it wasn't much. But hopefully through the good efforts of my colleague Megan and others and new friends like you, we're getting that word out and becoming more known and more reputable.
Well, again, you know, when we were talking the other day, you mentioned that one of your commercials actually won some kind of...
Yeah, the Marcom Gold Award.
Yeah.
We had a themed advertising campaign called My Dream, My School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the subtitle there was not for everyone, but perfect for me. And it got a lot of good play. In fact, they may have expired, but at one point we had banners on the Metro cars on the red line, too.
Well, there you go. Let's talk a little bit before the break about I guess there's no non-academic programs at Capital College.
Right.
But you have some, let's call them non-degree programs?
Yeah, we provide degree programs. We provide degrees from associates through the doctorate. We just started our first doctoral program last year. And we also do what we call professional services, which is non-credit training and education for skill development, refreshers, preparation for national designations or certifications. You can think of it kind of like corporate or agency training. And we have seminars, course modules, learning activities that might, in many cases, also count for credit towards your degree, but the primary purpose is to take them in a shorter dose and get some kind of credential or skill designation on your portfolio.
Okay. Now, as you probably know better than I do, professional certifications are growing rapidly.
Yes, indeed.
The importance of these is very high for corporate recruiters and other recruiters now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, MBAs, no editorial comment here, but, you know, if you have an MBA without a certification, it may not be as powerful.
Indeed. In fact, there was an article in the Post or one of our major newspapers just this past weekend on that, I think, in terms of the value of an MBA relative to certification programs and so on. And I agree wholeheartedly with you. They each have their purpose and they can be blended nicely together. In our case, since we're primarily a technological education institution, we help people prepare to do specific work tasks or pass exams like the Certified Information System Security Professional,
mm-hmm.
so that they have more credibility and more value in the marketplace in their current or new jobs. The professional certifications and training activities, they're really nicely aligned with the full-time adult workforce now that's looking for a job or career change, too.
Okay. My second guest today is Mike Wood. Mike is the president and CEO of Capital College. You can find them at www.capital-college.edu. Is that accurate?
You got it.
There you go. My name is Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.